Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of Tinted Beauty, the podcast that delves into the catchy intersection of women and beauty throughout history. I'm your host, Giselle Sergius, and today we have a chilling tale that will send shivers down your spine. Make sure to follow me on my Instagram account, Giselle Sergius, to stay connected and discover more intriguing stories. Join me on today's dark journey into the shadows as we uncover the story of the poisonous beauty. So let's dig in all the way to our story. Imagine a world without men, where women take charge, control the course of events, and shape their own destiny. Can you imagine how one bottle of makeup killed nearly 600 men? I wonder how that happened too. In this world, one woman emerged and was a master of deception, using her beauty and knowledge of cosmetic products to rewrite the course of history. Our story takes place in Italy in the 16th century, a time of great courts and whispered secrets. This world at that time was dominated by men, while women were helpless and trapped in harsh conditions in terms of the surrounding stifling environment. Giulia Tufana stood out as a light of sunshine in the middle of the darkness that illuminates those seeking liberation. This is where our story begins, and we see the power and empowerment of women. Behind Giulia's charming beauty lies a mysterious secret, as beauty is a double-edged sword. She used it to create a mixture known as Aqua Tofana, which was disguised as cosmetics and was in fact a deadly mixture that provided an escape for women seeking freedom from male shackles. Giulia used her beauty, intelligence, and her mother's recipes that she used to make, as she used a perfume bottle from her usual formulas in her work in beauty products and perfumes. And what is known about a perfume bottle is its attractive smell. But she made this perfume from another mixture and put it in the same perfume bottles that she makes. But she created a mixture of arsenic, lead, and other toxic materials that have no smell or taste. And the method of use was very simple, which was it to put it on wine or other drinks and bon appetit. As for its effect, it has no effect other than this. She inherited this talent from her mother, who saw her kill her husband with it, but she was arrested because this appeared in the test when he died. So Giulia used the same magic recipe, but she developed it so it wouldn't be revealed when examining the cause of death, so that it appeared as if it was a very natural death. Giulia Tofana's success was the success of Aqua Tofana, the magic powder that she made with her own hands and named after her as if it were one of her sons. Achieved a frightening success as it became famous among the women who bought from it and used it tremendously, as it sold a larger quantity of it than the quantity of a regular perfume. Countless men have died by her hands. Giulia's creativity has been transformed into a legend whispered to hushes among women who long for the opportunity to rewrite their own stories. Despite all that, every story has an end, and unfortunately our story with Giulia Tofana ended with something unexpected, as neither the police, nor the men, nor the government exposed her. But who did reveal her secret was a woman who bought from her, and she was weak in front of her love for her husband and hesitated to kill him. So she revealed the secret to him. Therefore, we must always be careful of those around us, because the stab that came to us is always from the closest, unexpected people. The story ended like any ending to an era of deception that cannot continue. In 1659, she was discovered and arrested. Ultimately, this story is a painful reminder of the efforts made by women through history to regain control of their lives by using toxic cosmetics products that were born from the womb of despair and the longing for freedom. It left an indelible mark on the history of beauty and women. Let us also think about the other aspect, which is the darkness that can lie behind the facade of beauty. The story of Giulia Tofana is a reminder of the tremendous strength and determination that women have shown through history, even in the face of seemingly impossible difficulties. If you are hearing this message, you have listened to the entire episode, and for that, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. You have been listening to Giselle Sergius in this podcast, where we discovered more about women's empowerment through history, using their beauty products for another purpose to gain their freedom back. But it ended by their end. I hope you enjoyed this new episode, and if you did, please rate it and leave me your comments on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I will appreciate if you share it with others who may be interested in this topic and share with me your feedback. Stay tuned for our next gripping episode of Tainted Beauty, where we will unearth more hidden stories of women and their beauty. And be careful about anything that may seem beautiful from the outside. See you next week for a new episode!